Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on Q.
This is the Midday News for Thursday, October 21st. In the headlines, political scientist Dr. Dion George takes a holistic approach to likability in examining a good leader or bad leader and noted the significance of understanding how these leaders process information. Antigua Barbuda on track to achieving herd immunity by year-end at the current rate as it leads CARICOM countries in vaccinating the population, says Health Minister Molwyn Joseph. And personal items belonging to Brian Landry, along with suspected human remains, were found near a search site. He's a person of interest in the death of his deceased fiancée, Gabby Petito. The news is coming up. It is brought to you compliments, Courts Dominica Limited.
Wear designer brands like a boss this month with the Stylicious campaign only at Courts Optical. Beginning October 18th, buy two pairs of glasses from only $499. Plus, this month, as we are celebrating World Sight Day, children under 12 get a free pair of Brighter View frames. No cash, no problem. Shop with Ready Finance and pay $0 for 90 days. Make an appointment online today at courtsoptical.com and ask about our free eye exam. Step out in style with your new pair of eyewear only from Quartz Optical. Terms and conditions apply. Optical, value you can see.
Speaking on the issue of likability in politics on the Global View on Q, hosted by Sheridan Gregoire on Tuesday night, political scientist Dr. Dion George approached the topic from a holistic point of view, referencing global examples of likability in determining a good or bad leader. Dr. George noted the significance of understanding the idiosyncrasies of leaders. How do these leaders process information?
How do leaders process information? This is also referred to as the idiosyncrasies of leaders. So how do they view things and how do they react to what they view? And there are several techniques. I'll mention a few. One of the ones I think that is important to mention is something called cognitive consistency. And what that means, it is the tendency to accept information that is compatible with what has previously been accepted, often ignoring the inconsistent information, desire to be consistent in attitude. And so what that means in perspective is this. For example, just before Japan attacked the United States at Pearl Harbor, indeed, the U.S. soldiers did see some planes, but they ignored it. They said that's just normal. They were thinking that it's normal, although it was inconsistent. And so there is a view that where you see inconsistent things happening often, it's no longer inconsistent, and good leaders should make sense of that.
Political scientist Dr. Dion George. Catholic priest Father Branca John is encouraging Dominican men to take care of their health. He was speaking at the state funeral service of the late Grand Bay Member of Parliament Edward Regist on Wednesday. Father John said it is no secret that Regist did not pay proper attention to his health.
We know that. And that was a weakness. And we can learn from this. We can learn from this. We all have to die, yes, we know that. But our body is God's temple. We have to cherish it. Not worship it, but cherish it, value it, treat it well. Gentlemen, especially, brothers, this is our weakness. We do not like to go to the doctor until the pain becomes unbearable, by which time it is almost too late. Especially those of us who don't have wives to yell at us to go to the doctor or to make the appointment for us. Every pain, brothers and sisters, every pain is not gas. And we like to say that. It's just a gas, man. I'll be all right. If I just drink some Fay 12 or ginger tea, I'll be okay. Get your medical checkup at least once a year. And if you are over 50 years old, more than that, keep in touch with your doctor and follow their instructions. Take the medication that is prescribed. Yes, we all have to go, but we have to take care of our bodies. And it is still proper diet and exercise and enough rest.
Father John added that many were unreasonably hard with Regist. He stated that he was criticized when assistance should have been offered to improve his ideas and plans for Grand Bay.
The quality of his projects. We should have been more patient with him. But many of us were not. We jumped on him when we should have walked beside him. Now that he is dead, we gain more perspective. We say, Now I understand why he was doing that. Now I understand why he had so much debt. It was for all of us. For Granby. Now I realize. If I had known then, I would not have been so hard on him.
Catholic priest Father Branca John, chairman of the Dominica Public Service Union, Steve Joseph, is disgusted with the actions displayed in delaying the appointments of public officers by keeping them acting in certain positions for years. Joseph categorically labels this as absolute victimization. He calls for it to stop and outlines the reasons why such actions by employers are wrong when enacted for prolonged periods of time.
Delayed appointment is victimization. It is being used as a weapon. No one should be subject to acting in a vacant post for 5 years and going to retirement, and you cannot even be given the benefits that is due to you. You fulfill the task like anybody else in the position, but you were just acting and getting that acting.
And you're not acting for anybody new. You're acting
in a vacant position.
DPSU Chairman Steve Joseph. Government media liaison for Expo 2020 Dubai, Ivona John Baptist Lugay, says the Dominica team that wowed the audience in Dubai is still receiving positive reviews following the performance at Dominica Day on Saturday. Kalinago representative of the National Youth Council of Dominica and member of the Carifuna Cultural Group is Adicia Burton.
It was a very enriching experience, I would say. I got to witness a lot of other cultures and I got to share my own culture, which I felt really proud of.
Still on the local scene, Acting Chief Cultural Officer Olson Matthew says participation in the National Wear Competition is good, with people registering and asking for more time. He says the deadline of Friday, October 22nd is up for an extension consideration. He was speaking to Stained Ode, DBS Radio.
I mean, we haven't finalized that yet, but it's leaning towards that. Well, with regards to the competition, we just want them to do their part, take part in the competition, go out to the location, do their little videos, take their pictures as well, and then share them with us. Oh, it's just a show of patriotism in terms of the representing the national wear, as well as promoting Dominica.
Meantime, he listed other activities slated for the cradle season. President of the Dominica Cancer Society, Yvonne Alexander, asks Dominicans to treat cancer, COVID-19, and other similar diseases with equal awareness, seriousness, and distribution of treatment. She references the dangers of COVID-19 appear to have clouded the dangers of cancer among the general public. However, she says both diseases are equally destructive.
Yes, we are in a COVID era, and yes, we are preoccupied with COVID, but don't forget that there are other health issues that require equal attention, if not even more.
Yes, that's true.
And so here we are raising awareness. So we want to advise the public that apart from this radio discussion, we do intend to launch a fundraising raffle, and we hope that they will support us.
Meantime, Alexander points out the reality that the majority of Dominicans do not have health insurance, as many are not able to afford the monthly premiums for health insurance. Alexander says in many instances, the society helps such individuals meet the cost for their cancer-related surgical operations and treatments. She urges Dominicans to work closely in supporting the work and objectives of the Dominica Cancer Society. She adds that the society is a beacon of hope to all nationals living in Dominica who have been diagnosed with cancer-related illness.
Many individuals who are affected do turn to the Dominica Cancer Society for financial assistance to help meet the cost of their treatment. One of the things we don't want to happen is we know how it is. We know economically many people do not have health insurance. Economically, many people cannot afford to meet the cost of treatment because, like you said, treatment is expensive. But we also do not want people to be thinking that the rent has to be paid and the lights have to be paid and the food has to be bought, you know, and that treatment is going to have to wait. You know, we don't want people to think that way. So we have people who we want to advise people to come into our office. See if you get someone that you can talk to. There is a member of staff who is a survivor. The staff is really very empathetic, and we can advise, we can guide, we can assist. You know, we can even tell you that, okay, we can start you off with, you know, a couple of cycles of chemo, and then, you know, we'll take it from there.
Mm-hmm.
you know. So we do not want anybody who is diagnosed to feel, where do I go? Come to the Dominica Cancer Society. We are a beacon of hope, a beacon of help, a beacon of support. We will do the best we possibly can within the limitations that we ourselves face. As a society, we are not for profit.
President of the Dominica Cancer Society, Yvonne Alexander, and former UWP Administration Agriculture Minister Peter Coburn give some insights into the work his government did to advance agriculture in Dominica and the region. The United Workers' Party in previous administrations did work in improving exports and generating revenue in agriculture, agro-processing, and manufacturing. He mentioned the Dominica Banana Marketing Corporation, DBMC, and its vital role in the successful management of the sector.
And I was among the first team of young technicians that was recruited to support the banana industry. As you know, the Banana Growers Association at the time was a farmer cooperative, and Mr. Liebler wanted to modernize and strengthen the agricultural industry, and he decided to appoint 5 young technicians to provide the technical support and some on-the-ground research to support the banana industry. This initiative grew to be what they call the DBMC, which was a powerful organization, well organized with every facet a business need to succeed. And that included Danny and myself to the end. And Dominica have not really recovered from that loss, because the banana industry was the foundation of agriculture. Everything else depending on what happened in the banana industry.
Coburn added that based on the actions and statements of the Skerrit administration, agriculture was placed in the back burner for over a decade, with a number of the administrative departments which held up and advanced the country's sector disbanded.
And although the banana industry was, I would say, discarded by the Labour Party, there was still a lot of life in that industry. I know there was a lot of life, because every challenge you get, there are opportunities. And we were in office when the European Union was formed, and the licensing benefits that we had was taken away. But we did everything possible to get better than we were with that challenge. The first thing we did, we purchased the business of Geese Industries. I know people remember Geese, but Geese was responsible for shipping and marketing of our bananas, and we took the bold step with the other islands, purchased that business. So we owned the shipping, we owned marketing facilities, both port and distribution in the UK.
Coburn emphasized that the next step taken by his administration was to begin works to improve irrigation island-wide. He said though all the resources were allocated to carry out the project, which would have significantly increased supply of crop produce, the United Workers' Party was voted out of office before the project could have been implemented, and the then-incoming DLP administration unfortunately disbanded that project also.
And we recognized that we had to improve our technical services, our infrastructure. So we had we've started the implementation of irrigation system, which is really bringing water to the plant. Because one of the things that farmers maybe and Dominicans must understand, that irrigation is an integral part of agriculture. But because Dominica is so blessed, we survive all those years by rain-fed agriculture. I mean, you can't plant one plant in Florida without having your irrigation up. You know, irrigation, because the plants require a steady source of moisture, and that maybe cut down our yield maybe by 40 or 50%, because sometimes we have a lot of water, sometimes we have none, and the plant will first feed itself before it can feed the produce. So we were losing quite a bit of production, and we had the investment, we had money, we had the plants made, and people remember what happened with Cassibros, and that was the beginning of the end. But there were 6 major irrigation projects that we funded, planned and funded. Even the institution that was set up to implement and support the irrigation system was disbanded. That is the engineering unit within the Ministry of Agriculture.
In other news, Health Minister Molwyn Joseph says Antigua and Barbuda is leading among countries in CARICOM where vaccination of the population is concerned. He says at the current rate, herd immunity is set to be achieved by year end.
The people of Antigua and Barbuda, for responding to the mandate of the government to be vaccinated.
Antigua and Barbuda
now in CARICOM, and certainly in the OECS, is on top of the heap insofar as the number of people who are fully vaccinated. We have gone beyond 50%. If we use 80% as our target, we have vaccinated fully over 50% of the people in Antigua and Barbuda. And it is highly commendable that the people themselves have responded to the call of the government. And let me take time to commend the member for St. John's City West, because when this decision was made, it was quite unpopular to a large extent. or to a small extent in Antigua and Barbuda, there were detractors who felt that the policy was draconian. But look what has happened, Mr. Speaker. On the trajectory we are now, it is quite likely that by the end of this year, we would have achieved herd immunity in Antigua and Barbuda, which has very important implications for our economic recovery and for normalcy in Antigua and Barbuda. And so the Cabinet
this
of Antigua and
Antigua
Barbuda
Newsroom.
Should also be highly commended, because when these decisions are made, we all carry the burden of hard decisions. And we have been ridiculed in certain parts, even within the region, of being draconian. So,
Antigua and Barbuda's Health Minister Mulwyn Joseph. The FBI says a backpack and notebook belonging to Brian Laundrie were found near the search site along with suspected human remains. Jerica Duncan has more about the investigation into the whereabouts of Gabby Petito's fiancé.
Well, investigators found the suspected remains in an area of that previously, area of the reserve rather, that was previously underwater. The area had been closed to the public for a month until Tuesday. And now we've learned Brian Laundrie's father was the first to stumble upon that book bag.
Search teams, police, cadaver dogs, and a medical examiner descended on Miyakahatchee Environmental Park in Florida Wednesday looking for Brian Laundrie.
Investigators found what appears to be human remains, along with personal items, such as a backpack and notebook belonging to Brian Laundrie.
Laundrie's parents, Chris and Roberta, joined the search Wednesday morning. We spoke to family attorney Stephen Bertolino over the phone. He said Laundrie's parents told law enforcement to search that area from the start, and this was the couple's first chance to look themselves.
Chris Laundrie simply went off the trail, and he walked into the woods several yards, we'll say 20, 30, 40 feet. He was doing it, according to him, in a zigzag fashion. He was walking through some brush and just observing and looking. At some point, he came across a white dry bag.
Bertolino says investigators may have missed it because the area was previously underwater.
There are explanations as to why it was missed by the professionals. It just dumb luck, for lack of a better term. That's how it played out today.
But former FBI criminal profiler Mary Ellen O'Toole called the timing very curious.
The parents have engaged in behavior that is suspicious, and that has to be resolved. And I think that it ultimately will be in terms of whether or not they provided any kind of assistance to their son.
Laundrie is the only named person of interest in the strangulation death of his fiance, Gabby Petito. They had been traveling together for 2 months on a cross-country trip by van, documenting it on social media. During that time, they had a run-in with police where Petito appeared distraught.
We'd have been fighting all morning and he wouldn't let me in the car.
Petito's family reported her missing about a month later on September 11th, after Laundrie returned home to Florida in their van without her. He disappeared days later, just before Petito's body was found in a Wyoming park.
It will likely take days or even weeks for investigators to identify the remains and whether or not they belong to Brian Laundrie. Sources tell CBS News that because it is a small part that makes it really hard to identify, the family attorney says it is, quote, hogwash that his parents planted evidence in the park. And to note, Brian Laundrie has not been charged with Gabby Petito's death.
And that's the Midday News, but first a recap over the headlines. Political scientist Dr. Dion George takes a holistic approach to likability in examining a good or bad leader and noted the significance of understanding how these leaders process information. Antigua and Barbuda on track to achieving herd immunity by year end. And personal items belonging to Brian Laundrie along with suspected human remains were found near a search site. He is a person of interest in the death of his deceased fiancée, Gabby Petito. The news is brought to you. Compliments, Courts Dominica Limited. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens.